More than 240 South Africans are stranded on a cruise liner anchored outside of Rotterdam. They've been at sea for more than 3 months, unable to get home. Our journalist spoke to senior ship physician, Dr. Jennifer Kruger, about the situation aboard the vessel.
Aaron and myself were approached by a source who is currently a doctor on Princess Cruise Liners, which is docked in Rotterdam, Holland. And they've been at sea for longer than 3 months at this point of time. The COVID-19 pandemic had really thrown a spanner in the works for their season at sea. And unfortunately, they've been stuck and not able to get off at any sort of harbor or port in any country. It's been an extremely difficult time for them in terms of mental health, in terms of not knowing what's coming next.
So people have been, you know, sitting around waiting for near on 3 months in the hopes that they're going to be going home, being told one thing one day and the next day the plan changing. Obviously having to deal with the whole issue of the fear around COVID, obviously also other medical problems at the time. They also are, most of us are not earning anymore because our contracts have come to an end. So from a financial point of view, massive strain for people because we're unable to get home to potentially earn income while we wait for our contracts to come back at sea. And obviously a lot of these people, particularly the Filipinos and Indians, they have families that rely on their money for them. And they can't even be home to give that at the moment. So psychological impact is massive. It's absolutely huge.
However, there was some light at the end of the tunnel, and they were told that if they had arrived at Rotterdam, they would be able to organize a flight for them with Air Belgium, which would take them from Rotterdam in Holland all the way to Johannesburg so that they could be back with their family. But unfortunately, they found out on the day of their flight, about 6 hours before they were supposed to fly out of Rotterdam, that their flight had been cancelled. When they inquired why their flight had been cancelled, they were told that basically the South African government had refused permission for Air Belgium flights to land in South Africa. They were told that SAA would be the only airline that would be able to land in South Africa. So we asked the SAA about this allegation that, you know, they're not allowing any other airline to land and it's only SAA. They've completely refused that. And also Durco themselves did clear the flight. So at the moment, the South Africans on the cruise boats are currently in a state where they have no idea what's happening. They don't have any idea where or when they will be arriving back home. And they haven't been receiving any information as to why the delay is happening.
Milling around today, because we also have been told on the charter flight, if it does actually happen, we don't know if there's food that's going to be made available to us. We don't have any seating arrangements. We have this is not a normal flight, that's for sure. I think people are just trying to mentally deal with the fact that their bags are packed and we're not going anywhere right now.
They feel their mental health is becoming affected because they've been at sea for longer than 3 months now during this period of time, and they're not been earning any money because their contracts ran out. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to find out some answers for them. This is an ongoing story and I'm reporting for Sunday Times. My name is Anthony Molyneux and my colleague is Aaron Hyman.